Здравствуйте, спасибо, уважаемый.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Alexander Molokhov from the International Council of Russian Compatriots. I'd like to say that because the conflict between Russia and Ukraine over Crimea, the problems of citizenship have worsened. Sadly, Crimeans are considered by Ukrainian authorities and European countries as stateless persons. Russian citizenship is not considered, and Russian documents are not recognized, including documents of children. Moreover, Crimeans for the current Ukrainian authorities are not full-fledged citizens, second-class citizens, and they don't have their cultural, social rights, their medical rights. They're denied freedom of movement. They can't participate in international sporting competitions. Many Crimeans complain that they can't visit their relatives abroad, visit the graves of their loved ones outside the Crimea. Crimeans can't get a visa in Russia to travel to the Western countries, which is also the historical homeland of the people on the peninsula. This problem has been reflected in a number of statements made by Bulgars, Greeks, and Crimean Tatars here in the UN and in other international organizations. Russian documents are rejected from Crimeans in European embassies. Crimeans are scared of going to Ukraine, particularly in view of the military position that's been announced there. Ukraine refused to recognize Russian birth certificates, degrees, labor books, medical documents, and various ID that were issued after 2014, which is in strict contradiction with the norms of international humanitarian law and hampers for Crimeans to put together wills, put together certification for getting jobs to receive medical assistance abroad. In September 2017, the negative impact of Crimean sanctions on residents of the Crimea was announced by the Special Rapporteur on Sanctions, Dris Jidizri. I call for the sanctions against Crimea to be lifted. That's the only way to resolve the problem.